Hi, my name is Alan from Alan Wee Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. In today's video, I'm going to talk about condominiums in the Robertson Quay area. Robertson Quay is in prime District 9 along the Singapore River. There are a handful of private properties along this stretch. They front the waterway. And this is one of my favorite spots. I love to come to do my regular run in the morning. You can technically run along the PCN, linking from Alexandra all the way to Padang and back. For today's discussion, I will randomly study 5 condos that are fronting the Singapore River. I will compare both big and small projects. They will also include both freehold and 99 years leasehold condos. This will give us a more holistic view of their performance over time. I will also compare their performance from a decade ago, so that we can have a more consistent comparison between them. Here, let's go into their hits and misses. First condo need no introduction. This is Riverine, sitting on a former Zouk discotheque. Hey, last time, I got go Zouk one late. Don't play. Anyway, this is the GLS site that was sold to Fraser Centrepoint. It's sitting on 99 years leasehold from 2018. There are 527 units and it TOP in 2023. Let's take a look at the historical chart. Price on launch back in 2019 were going from 2006 to 3003 per square feet. Subsequently, COVID came and sales pick up again in late 2020. Prices gradually pick up from 2002 to 3002 per square feet. To date, there are only a handful of transactions in the resale market. So far, there are 3 profitable transactions. Profit range from 94,000 to 149,000. Analyzed return range from 0.7 to 1.4%. Not too impressive to me. There are also one that lose money. This seller lose close to 300,000. Hold on. This may not be conclusive since there is only one unprofitable transaction. Anyway, there is some information on the history of the merchants of Jiak Kim Street installed on the site by Fraser's Property. If you are free, you can ride or run along the PCN to take a look. They are pretty informative. Let's go to the big brother across the river. This is none other than the Freehold Rivergate. It is the first residential project in Singapore to be accorded landmark status by URA. For its bold architecture design and strategic location along the Singapore River. It sits on a massive 290 square feet site with 3 tower blocks and comprises 559 units. There is a mixture of 2, 3 and 4 bedrooms. Most units are big and spacious. They are pretty livable in my view. Anyway, the historical chart has shown only one trend. Prices are inching upward slowly but steadily. That is why I always say, buying and investing in property is not really difficult. Buy a good product, has a long-term horizon, and you can sleep well at night. Let's see the past performance. Steady leh, 1 to 2 million profit. This is not unusual as their overall quantum is bigger. Their annualized return is also a decent 2 to 4%. Cannot complain really. This is very good factoring in the various market cycle over the years. Let's go to the next property next door. Up at Robertson Quay is a 99 years development with retail on the ground floor. It's integrated with a hotel, which is known as M Social Hotel Singapore. Up at Robertson Quay only has 17 units. They are mainly 1 and 2 bedrooms apartments. This is the past performance. Don't seem to be doing too well, in my opinion, with a downward trend. Looking into the chart may not be accurate. Let's take a look into the individual transactions. So far, there is only one profitable deal at 48,000. After minus stamp duty, most likely break even. Sian. On the other hand, 5 sellers bite the bullet. Losses range from 98,000 to a cool 690,000. One possible reason could be the layout. As you know, I don't like the idea of a loft unit. Ask me to climb up at night to sleep, you must be kidding me. That is why I'm not a big fan of small project integrated with a hotel or service apartment component. One similar project in the West also has similar outcome. The Pier at Robertson is a CDL project. It's located along Mohaban Sultan Road. It's next to all the action with many F&B outlets located nearby. This is a freehold condo with 201 units. It TOP in 2006. Most of the units are 1 and 2 bedrooms with only a handful of 3 bedrooms. Let's see if smaller units can make money in District 9. The historical chart in the past 10 years has seen an uptick in prices. This is good news for all the owners staying there. The profitable transaction is very healthy, from 68,000 to 1.3 million. annualized return range from 1.4% to 6.8%. Interestingly, this 1,200 square feet transaction caught my attention. The earlier seller sold it for a 161,000 loss back in July 2020. This apparently during the COVID period. The new buyer held it for 4 years and flipped it for the handsome 700,000 profit. Amazing, right? That is why there are a lot of such opportunities in the market. One must be savvy enough to unearth them. It's not easy, but it can be done. If you look closer at the numbers, both 1 and 2 bedrooms can also make money. However, the 2 bedroom seems to be doing better with a higher return. This is something interesting for us to take note of. Let's go to the last 99 years leasehold project on the other side of the river. It's located along Havelock Road and Clemenceau Road. This is a mid-sized development with 509 units sitting on 230,000 square feet of land. River Place TOP 1999. It's close to 25 years old now. But surprisingly, it's still very well maintained. The developer, Pines Organization, is still holding onto units for sale and for lease. Let's look into the chart. Not too bad. Even with a depreciating lease, the prices are still trending upwards. This is credit to the appeal of this project. I think it's pretty livable. From the upkeep of the estate to the appeal of this location. Next to the city, near a riverfront and proximity to eatery and nightlife. As I zoom into the profitable and unprofitable ones, there are surely more hits than misses. At a glance, we can see returns varies depending on the timing of the market and the entry price, tubs and such. The same goes for those who lose money. However, for those that exit too early, if they have hold it for 2 more years, the outcome will be vastly different. What can we learn here? Talk no use. Let's look into the numbers. Firstly, Riverway has only fared 1%. This is only a slight uptick in prices. However, hold on first. Its resale volume and prices may increase with more new launches to be launched in this area in the next 18 months. For Rivergate, this is always a sought-after project due to its freehold tenure and size. They have fared a respectable 37% in the past decade. Not too bad. That is why I call them the landed properties in the sky. As for up at Robertson Quay, it has not done too well. Mainly, there are only 70-odd units and the small bedroom tubs can only attract investors. The loft design could also deter tenants. On the other hand, the pier at Robertson is another star in this area. It's relatively newer and is on freehold tenure. This mid-sized project with 201 units also has a higher resale volume. It's worth taking a second look, in my opinion. Lastly, don't rule out River Place. Even though it has a remaining lease of 70 years, its prices is still holding decently well at 27%. Again, don't say, oh no, horse run. Here, some sharing. When I was doing my morning run, I decided to drop by this beautiful temple located along Mohammed Sultan Road. This temple is known as Hong San Si. This is my first time dropping by to this temple. It's very serene and offer breathtaking view of the surrounding as it's on elevated ground. The architecture is also amazing. I believe they were crafted by Chinese craftsmen in the olden days. Unfortunately, I realized that they are not well patronized by tourists, even though it's located in an area that is dotted with hotels and service apartments. This is not unusual for most local religion places, from mosques to churches in Singapore. They are mainly visited by locals during festive occasions. On the contrary, when I was in Japan most recently, I realized many tourists love to visit their temples. Their temples have sort of become a tourist attraction. Yes, they have temples that are 1,000 years old, but we also have temples that are more than 100 years old. The Japanese are good at generating extra revenue by selling lucky charms to visitors to sustain their operating costs. Whether this charm really works is another story altogether. But do you get what I mean? They have commercialized their temples and make it a must-visit destination. They have turned something so ordinary into something so extraordinary. I personally think more should be done to preserve and promote our religion buildings, to share our history, our unique inter-religion, and also a big part of our built heritage. Should the Singapore Tourist Promotion Board, Urban Redevelopment Authority, National Heritage Board, National Library Board, and leaders of the different faith work together? I think there is a huge untapped market in this segment. Who knows, this could be another source of our Singapore identity. One more to add to the iconic Toa Payoh playground. That's all. Hope you have learned something from this video. If you have any plans to market your properties in the Robertson Quay area, I'll be more than happy to assist you. Thank you.